In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Good morning. This morning in our passage from Luke's Gospel, it begins with our Lord crossing over the sea and landing in the area of the Gadarenes. This is not just crossing over the sea, but it's crossing boundaries also. For the land of the Gadarenes was a land of the Gentiles. It was an area that was not faithful to the Jewish tradition. And no well-respecting rabbi would bring his followers across to the land of the Gadarenes. But Jesus does. And he sees a man who is possessed. Actually, he seems to be more than possessed. Perhaps we could say occupied. He says his name is Legion. And a legion is generally a collection of 6,000 Roman soldiers. And oftentimes the Romans would use 6,000 soldiers, a legion, to occupy a city that they were taking over. So here you have this man. He's occupied by demons. And the Lord asks him his name. He doesn't really seem to have a name, or he can't give it. He doesn't say, "My name's Elijah. My name is Isaac. My name is Samuel." He doesn't say anything like that. He says, "Legion." So the demons not only have occupied them, but they have taken his identity. We don't know who he is. He has been completely defined, redefined, by what has occupied him. He has been defined by what assails him. He has been defined by what troubles him, by what torments him. And I think perhaps a lot of us aren't all that different. It might not be legions of demons, but oftentimes we are occupied by so many thoughts, by so many feelings of inadequacy, we actually identify ourselves with those parts of us that we don't know what to do with. We identify ourselves oftentimes with our mistakes, with our failures, with our deficiencies and our inadequacies. We often identify ourselves with our disappointments. And we forget who our true identity is. And then you couple this with a culture that wants to help promote our feelings of inadequacy with advertisements that say, "You know, if you only had this, you would feel better. If you only purchased this, your outlook on the world would be greater." And so we have this advertisement way of life that makes us think we don't have enough. Combine that with our own sense of failure and deficiency, and our self-identity is really confused. When I look at this story, it's interesting to also notice that Jesus takes a boat, crosses the Galilee, lands in the land of the Gadarenes, heals this man, and then it says he got into a boat and he went back. So really, the whole purpose of going over there was just for this single man. Just for this man who was occupied by demons, he wanted to go over there and heal him, give him his identity back. And Jesus is still crossing boundaries to heal. He says to us that we are more than the sum total of our mistakes. We are more than our failures. We are more than our disappointments. We ought not to identify with those things that we or other people have deemed as insufficiencies. We are children of God. We have been baptized and chrismated. We have been marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. And as Christians, this is where we see our identity. No matter how many ads or people tell us differently, no matter how much our own self-talk sometimes tells us differently, we have to remind ourselves of who we are, of what we were baptized into, of what we were sealed with. When we were sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit, this is giving us a new identity, a real identity. And so when the people say amen after each anointing with the chrism, they are saying, this is a new person. This is a new identity. We're all agreeing with it, and we agree with it a bunch of times because we keep anointing the seal of the gift, the seal of the gift. Amen, amen, amen. This is an incredible part. The only other time we say all those amens is the consecration of the holy gifts. We say three amens. At the chrismation, we say even more. This is a new person now than they were a moment ago. And as our identity becomes identified with Jesus Christ, I do want to mention that we need to also avoid a false understanding of that identity, that identity separates us, makes us more distant from other people. In fact, this identity of being identified with Christ opens and enlarges our heart so that we can embrace more people. We notice that Jesus went to the people that the other religious people were afraid to go to. He visited the tax collectors. He visited the prostitutes and sinners. Jesus' understanding of who he was did not separate him from others, but actually allowed him to embrace each other. So our identity in Christ gives us a foundation and stability, but it doesn't separate. It doesn't divide us. And this day and age, I just see so many things that are dividing people. Everybody seems to be picking a team. I'm on this team. I'm not on that team. And we see people in our nation, Republicans and Democrats, black and white, all sorts of different divisions. This evening, even Boston athletic divisions and everybody else. So we have these divisions, but they shouldn't really separate us. Our identity in Christ brings us, opens our hearts so that we can embrace others. To help us in this, just a reminder that we need to participate in the sacramental life of the church that helps remind us of our identity in Christ through confession and receiving of communion, participating in the social dimensions of parish life, being with people that are part of the parish, and the service dimension of parish life, serving in the various ministries that we have with each other. These things help us identify, find our identification in Christ by bringing our faith to our homes, having daily prayer, preparing for communion, fasting, knowing when the upcoming services are and scheduling our life around the great feasts, not being surprised when we hear it in the bulletin the Sunday before, but know that these things are coming. Teaching our children the importance of all these things. This is how we find our identity in Christ. And as a reminder, at the end of liturgy today, as a reminder of your chrismation, I would like to anoint everybody with holy oil. It's not holy chrism. So if you've been chrismated, you're not getting chrismated again. And if you're not Orthodox, you're not Orthodox just because I anointed you. But it is holy oil as a reminder that we have been sealed with Christ, that we find our identity in Christ. Perhaps we have to remind ourselves often. Perhaps in our prayer time, we have to say, Lord, I come to you again, and I commit my life to you, and I need to learn to see me as you see me, not as perhaps I believe the world sees me, or I even see myself. But you have created me in your image and likeness, and you call me forth to great things. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.